Indiana's most recent attempt to change the state's abortion laws was put on hold by the courts. How should state legislators approach the issue of abortion?
Well, abortion is legal on a federal level, and we have to understand that. So until such time as that is no longer the case, if that ever becomes the case, I would say Indiana should stop again and again trying to pass restrictions on abortion that they know when they pass them that they are unconstitutional at a federal level. We've spent millions of dollars in the last few years trying to defend laws in federal court that we knew, and if you didn't know, you were incompetent, that they had to know when they passed them were unconstitutional. And they did so for symbolic reasons, so they could go back to their constituents and say, we are anti-abortion and we're trying to pass a law. But it's really malfeasance, because if you're passing a law that you know can't become law, and then you have to defend a lawsuit that you know you can't win, we're paying for that. So I guess what I would say is, until such time, if abortion is sent back to the states, if Roe v. Wade is overturned and it is sent back to the states, it is at that time that we can have that debate. And you know, in a democracy, you know, one side will win. But right now, that's not the case, and it really is a huge waste of taxpayers' dollars to be dealing with an issue that we have no control over.